Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
我们今天邀请了班友来做翻译，我们给他一个鼓励。
We have welcomed Daniel to do the translation today. Give him a praise.
我会有点挑战，因为有的时候可能不在我的讲稿里面，他要明白。
It will be confusing for him because sometimes I'll talk about stuff that I didn't write down.
今天真是一个非常喜庆的日子。
Today is a very joyous.
今天我们是在一起也纪念基督生命堂成立90年的一个日子。
It marks the 9th anniversary of the founding of MCLCC.
感谢神在过去9年当中带领教会平安走过来。
We thank God for guiding our church safely through these past 9 years.
我们今天也有7位弟兄姐妹和受洗，在众人面前宣告他们的信仰，来接受耶稣基督为他们的救主和生命之主。
Today we also have 7 brothers and sisters who will also be baptized, publicly declaring their faith, accepting Jesus as their Savior and Lord of life.
今天也有许多弟兄姐妹的家人与朋友也一起来到这个美丽的安大略湖边来参加我们的户外崇拜。
These many brothers and sisters have also brought their family and friends to join us today by this beautiful Lake Ontario for outdoor worship.
如果你是第一次来参加我们的这样的一个敬拜活动的话，请你站起来，我们鼓掌欢迎。
If this is your first time with us today, we'd like to invite you to stand and then for us to welcome you.
所以第一次来参加的，你站起来的话，也可以把手举起来，让我们可以认识一下哈。
And you also raise your hand if you're the first time. If it's your first time.
非常热烈欢迎你们。盼望着你们以后，我们今天这是一个特别的日子，是在星期天，是在湖边。我们平时的话是星期天下午在3:30在教堂里面，也希望你们能够继续来参加我们教会的这个敬拜，然后一起来领受上帝的祝福。
We warmly welcome you all. Today we're by the lake, but usually we're not by the lake, and we're by by a church near Falling Brook, and we hope you.Continue to come to church every Sunday with us.
教会是一个有神祝福的一个大家庭啊，教会是神的家。
The church is like a big family, but blessed by God. The church is God's home.
我们信主之后啊，信主受洗之后就成为这个大家庭的一员。
And after we have believed in the Lord, we become members of God's family.
我们也欢迎即将受洗的这7位弟兄姐妹成为这个大家庭的成员。
We welcome the 7 brothers and sisters who are about to be baptized as new members of this big family.
我们鼓掌欢迎你们回到神的家。
Please give them a round of applause.
回家，这是我今天要与大家分享的这个主题。
Coming home is the theme I want to share with you today.
我们每个人在地上都有一个家，家可以让我们可以得到休息。
Each of us has a home on earth. A home lets us rest.
在家里面我们是有安全感，在家里面我们有爱，对吗？
It gives us a sense of safety or security and is filled with love.
但是我们信靠耶稣基督的人，我们还有另外一个家，是属灵的家。
But for those of us who trust in Christ, we also have another home, a spiritual home.
我们活着的时候，教会就是我们在地上属灵的家。
While we are alive, the church is our spiritual home on earth.
将来我们离开这个世界的时候，天堂就是我们永恒的属灵的家。
And when we leave this world, heaven will be our internal spiritual home.
在这个属灵的家里面，神那位创造宇宙万物，是我们生命气息的神，还有丰盛怜悯慈爱的神，是我们在天上的父亲。
In this spiritual home, God who created the universe gave us the breath of life. His abundant in love is our heavenly Father.
我们信徒在这家里面是成为弟兄姐妹。
As believers, we are brothers and sisters to each other.
前两周我都在外面旅行。
For the past 2 weeks, I've been traveling.
第一周是休假去 PEI, 然后休假好像就是去玩得很开心，但是真的是非常好 消耗精力体力。
The first week I was on vacation to PEI, but vacation actually takes a lot of energy and effort despite it being very fun.
时间长了，真的是就想回家。
After a long time, I want to go home.
我相信每一位曾经旅行过的弟兄姐妹都有这样的经历，时间长了真的是都想回家，对吗？
I trust that there's others who can relate to this.
因为家才是可以真正休息的港湾。
Home is truly a place where you can rest.
然后第二周就是上一周啊，我们有九位弟兄姐妹，我们一起去洪都拉斯短宣，在那地方啊传耶稣基督的福音，能够来去服侍人，分享神的爱。
And the second week I went to Honduras for a mission trip, serving and sharing God's love with the brothers and sisters there.
但是时间到了，我们也要回家。
But when the time came, it was also time to go home.
所以回家是我们其实我们每个人心底里面的那种啊需要。
So going home is something that we all need.
在我们没有信主之前，我们觉得不需要这一个属灵的家。
Before we believed in God, we didn't think that we needed a spiritual home.
因为我们的肉体喜欢这个世界。
Because our bodies like the home on this earth.
我们不认识上帝，也认为根本没有上帝。
Or we didn't know God or even thought that God existed at all.
我们自己就是上帝。
We consider ourselves as gods.
我们努力去追求自己喜欢的东西。
We chased after the things we liked and try to satisfy what we want.
尽量满足我们肉体的需要。
And try to satisfy what our body needed.
并且我们认为这些都是理所当然的。
We thought that this was what was supposed to happen.
但是我们读过圣经之后才知道，这其实就是圣经里面讲的罪。
But after reading the Bible, we realize that this is actually a sin.
凡是不上帝不喜悦的，比如说骄傲、自私、嫉妒等等啊，都是圣经里面说的罪。
Anything that God does not like, such as pride, selfishness, and jealousy, and so on, is all sin.
罪使我们与上帝隔开。
Sin separates us from God.
罪使我们远离了上帝
keeping us away from him and
使我们与上帝的关系疏远
and straining our relationship with him
我们就像离家出走的浪子
we are like children who have left home
浪子真正的问题不是没有饭吃不是没有钱而是离开了父亲
the real problem of leaving home is not that they don't have food to eat or no money
今天很多人其实也是这样子，工作很好，家庭也很好，生活也不错，但是心里仍然觉得空虚。
Today many people are like this. They have a good job, a good family, and a good life, but their hearts are empty.
因为真正离开了不是地上的家，而是天父的家。
Because what they have left is not their earthly home, but their heavenly Father's home.
离开了爱我们的上帝，我们的灵魂就一直在外面漂流。
Leaving the God who loves us, our souls keep on wandering.
但是上帝爱我们，他不愿意看见我们在外面漂流，他盼望我们每一个人都能够回家。
But God loves us and doesn't want to see us wandering around. He hopes we can all come home.
他就差耶稣基督来到世上，并且死在十字架上面，代替了我们的罪。成为我们的赎罪祭。
So he sent Jesus Christ from heaven to earth, and he died on the cross to take the place of our sins.
使一切信靠他的人罪得赦免。
Through Jesus Christ, we return to God.
我们就借助耶稣基督回到了上帝身边。
And restore our relationship next to him.
恢复了与上帝的关系。
And restore our relationship with him.
我们就成为神家的一员。
And became part of God's family.
我们就成为神的儿女
and became his children.
我们回家了
We have come home.
所以以弗所书二章十九节说你们不再做外人或客旅是与圣徒同国是神家里的人了
So Ephesians chapter 2 verse 19 says Consequently you no longer You are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people and also members of his household.
我们的灵魂借着耶稣基督的拯救回家了。
Our souls have come home through the salvation of Jesus Christ.
回到了天父上帝的家中，我们不再是浪子。
Back to the house of God the Father, we are no longer lost.
而是神所宝贝的孩子。
But precious children of God.
我们要在神的家中得到神的看顾、保守、恩典、慈爱。
In God's house, we receive the care, protection, grace, and love of the Heavenly Father.
过去我们靠自己在这世界上摸爬滚打啊，认为自己很能干。
In the past, we struggled on our own in this world, thinking we were very capable.
但是当真遇到难处的时候，我们发现自己其实是非常的软弱的。
But when real difficulties came, we realized how weak we were.
我们有太多的问题不能够自己解决，我们也无处可以去寻求到帮助。
We have many problems that we can't solve, and we had nowhere to turn for help.
当我们回到上帝的家中，我们有永恒的、全能的上帝作为我们，天上父亲他必看顾我们。
But when we return to God's house, we have the eternal and almighty God as our heavenly Father who will take care of us.
我们在地上父母何等的爱我们，更何况在天上父亲不更加爱我们吗？
If our earthly parents love us so much, you can imagine how much more our heavenly father loves us.
21年前我移民来到加拿大的时候，在最初找工作的那种艰难当中，我靠自己苦苦挣扎，但实在是感到自己非常的软弱无力。
21 years ago, I immigrated to Canada.In the early difficulties of finding a job, I struggled on my own, feeling how weak and helpless I really was.
在我人生进入低谷的时候，我第一次到了教会。
When my life hit a very low point, I went to church for the first time.
我在教会里面认识了耶稣基督，也认识了爱我的天父上帝。
There I met Jesus Christ and learned about God the Father who loves me.
我真的感觉我回家了。
And I truly felt like I have come home.
我从前就是不认识上帝的那个浪子。
I had once been a lost son who didn't know God.
回家的感觉真好。
And coming home felt good.
从此我有了信心去面对生活工作中的各种难处。
Since then I've had the faith to face all kinds of difficulties in life and work.
因为我知道我可以向我的天父上帝祷告祈求，他必帮助我，带领我走前面的路。
Because I know I can pray to God who loves me and he will guide and help me on the path ahead.
对，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我相信你们走过的经历和我是一样
的。Dear brothers and sisters, I believe that you can all relate to my experience.
我们因着信靠耶稣基督与神和好，我们就回到了神的家里。
Because we trust in Jesus Christ and are reconciled with God, we have returned to God's house.
我们饱得父神满满的慈爱和恩典。
And we are filled with the grace and love of our Father.
今天要受洗的七位弟兄姐妹，我也相信你们正在经历那种回家的那种喜乐。
To the seven brothers and sisters who will be baptized today, I also believe you're experiencing the joy of coming home.
还没有信耶稣的朋友们，我相信你们在地上有一个温暖的家。
For friends who have not yet believed in Jesus, I believe you have a warm earth home on earth still.
但你可能在寻找一个灵魂的家。
But you may still be searching for the home of your soul.
在你的灵魂深处有一种深深的缺陷或不安。
Deep in your soul, there is a deep sense of lack and unrest.
因为你离开了赐我们灵魂的上帝太久了。
This is because you have been away from God.
上帝那里才是我们灵魂的家。
God is the true home of our souls.
我们要借着耶稣基督除去我们的罪。
And through Jesus Christ we can remove our sins.
就是我们心灵里面的黑暗。
The darkness in our hearts.
我们要回家。
And come home.
我请你在这个时候。
I ask you at this time.
摸着自己的心。
To touch your heart.
问自己的灵魂要回家吗？
And ask yourself if your soul wants to come home.
请你不要忽略你灵魂的轻声呼唤。
Please don't ignore the quiet call of your soul.
接着耶稣基督的拯救，我们不但回到天父上帝的家中，成为他的儿女。
Through Jesus Christ, we not only return to the home of God the Father and become His children.
并且在这个家中，所有的信徒，我们成为弟兄姐妹。
But in this home, we all become brothers and sisters.
我们在这个家中彼此和睦，彼此相爱。
In this home, we live in peace and we love one another.
今天其实就是一个很好的一个我们大家人聚集在一起的一个美好的一个日子。
Today is a good example of all of us coming together and loving one another.
这个家就是在地上的教会。
This home is the church. This home on earth is the church.
教会啊，有几个最基本的特点。
The church has several basic characteristics.
第一，耶稣基督是教会的头，我们都要听从耶稣基督的话。
First, Jesus Christ is the head of the church, and we all should listen to his words.
牧师不是教会的头，耶稣基督是教会的头，大家一定要记住。
The pastor is not the head of the church, Christ is. We should all remember this.
您不是要听牧师的话，而是要听耶稣基督的话。
You shouldn't listen to the pastor's words, you should listen to Jesus Christ's words.
第二，教会是蒙耶稣基督拯救的罪人组成的一个群体。
Second, the church is made up of sinners saved by Jesus Christ.
所以教会不是完美的。
So the church is not perfect.
所以大家不要对教会有一个过高期望，认为教会是完美的，那是错误的。
So don't hold it to such high expectations where it's perfect. It is not.
因为教会是由蒙恩拯救的罪人组成的一个群体。
Because it is a collection of sinners at the end of the day.
但是这个群体虽然不完美，但是却是被神分别为圣的一个群体。
Even though it is not perfect, it is set apart by God.
第三，教会是以圣经为根基的一个教会。
Third, the church is founded on the truth of the Bible.
第四，教会是以神的爱把所有的信徒连在一起的一个群体。
Fourth, the church unites all believers through God's love.
在教会里面，我们弟兄姐妹，我们有不同的背景，不管是在文化上面，反正是地理上面，家庭背景上面，我们都各不相同。
The brothers and sisters in the church come from different backgrounds, culturally, geographically, and within their families.
我们也有不同的个性和爱好。
We also have different personalities and hobbies.
但是现在我们都因着信靠耶稣基督，我们成为一家人。
But now through faith in Jesus Christ, we are one family.
我们在这个一家当中彼此相爱。
Loving one another in this family.
这实在是一件非常奇妙的事情。
This is truly a wonderful thing.
我们看看我们坐在当中的，我们有九十几岁的，有十几岁的。我们有东南亚的、大陆的、台湾的我们有不同来自不同地方的人，我们组成在一起，成为一个大家庭。
In the crowd, we see people who are 90, 10, or they're all over the place in the world, but we see we have all come together.
这实在是一件非常非常奇妙的事情。
This is truly a wonderful thing.
在你信主之前，你可以想象一下，可以与不同的人，来自不同的背景、不同个性的人，可以生活在这么一个大家庭当中吗？
Before you believed in Christ, do you think it was possible for all of us with different backgrounds and personalities to all come together?
我们以前可能会有不同的隔阂。
Before we might have had different events.
但是我们现在因着耶稣基督在十字架上废掉了冤仇，拆毁了中间隔断的墙。
But now through Jesus Christ, we have come together and love one another.
我们使我们不但与上帝和好，我们也与人彼此和好。
So not only do we live in harmony with God, we live in harmony with one another.
耶稣基督教导我们要爱仇敌。
Jesus Christ teaches us to love our enemies.
也教导我们要彼此相爱。
And also to love each other.
要彼此饶恕。
And forgive each other.
因为神怎样饶恕了我们一切的过犯，我们也要饶恕人的过犯。
Because God forgave us all, so we must forgive one another.
所以我们在教会里面，我们能够彼此相爱，彼此和睦。
So we must love one another in this church.
教会就是这样一个属灵的一个大家庭。
The church is a big spiritual family.
我们因着信靠耶稣基督，我们就回到了这个大家庭当中。
By believing in Jesus, we have returned to this big family.
所以今天受洗的七位弟兄姐妹，欢迎你们来到耶稣基督生命堂这个大家庭。
So to the seven brothers and sisters being baptized today, welcome to MCLCC.
我相信其实你们早已经有回家的感觉。
I'm guessing you've already felt the feeling of going home.
这不是今年初来到教会的有两位姐妹，有冬梅还有那个悠悠因为他们的父母都还在国内
Especially for two sisters today, Dong Mei and Yo Yo, who their parents are still back in China.
你们来到加拿大这个陌生的地方来求学，陪孩子读书最初一定是非常的孤单的。
And coming to Canada, this unfamiliar place to study, work, or take care of your kids, it must have felt lonely at first.
但看到你们来到教会之后，有那种回家的感动，真的是也让我很感动。
But seeing the sense of you guys coming home after joining the church really touches me as well.
今天很多人在加拿大最大的困难不是没有房子，不是没有工作，而是孤单。
Today the biggest difficulty for many people in Canada is not a lack of a house or a job, but loneliness.
教会不能代替家庭。
The church cannot replace a family.
但教会可以成为你属灵的家庭。
But the church can become your spiritual family.
如果你还没有回到这个属灵的家庭
if you have not come back to your spiritual family,
我盼望你能够回家。
I hope you can come home.
借着耶稣基督的拯救回到这个大家庭当中。
Through the salvation of Jesus Christ, return to the church's family.
在这大家庭里面，你可以体会上帝的爱。
And in this big family, you can feel God's love.
也体会弟兄姐妹的爱
as well as the love of your brothers and sisters.
这种爱是你在其他地方不会体会到的。
This kind of love is something you won't experience anywhere else.
所以我们借着耶稣基督的拯救，我们与神和好，我们回到了家中。
So we are, through Jesus Christ, we are reconciled with God and we return to God's family.
我们也与人和好，我们成为神家的弟兄姐妹。
We also make peace with people and become brothers and sisters with each other in God's family.
这是何等的美好。
This is wonderful.
但是更美好的是什么？
Even more wonderful is what?
将来当我们离开这个世界的时候，我们可以回到那永恒的家。
Is that when we leave this world in the future, we can return to our eternal home.
那就是天堂。
Which is heaven.
那是我们终极的盼望。
That is our ultimate hope.
那是我们终极的家。
That is our eternal home.
不管现在我们身体多么强壮，我们多么有学问，我们多么有财富，但总有一天时候到了，我们就要离开这个世界。
No matter how strong our bodies are now, how knowledgeable we are, or how much wealth we have, one day when the time has come, we all have to leave this earth.
我们的肉体都会死亡。
Our bodies will die.
但是我们的灵魂该何去何从呢？
But what about our souls?
我想没有人会否认自己是没有灵魂的。
I don't think anyone denies that they have a soul.
但许多人认为人去世之后灵魂也跟着消失掉了。
Yeah, many people think that after a person dies, their soul disappears too.
如果真的是这样的话，人的死与动物的死又有什么本质区别呢？
If that were true, what would be the essential difference between the death of a human and the death of an animal?
显然不是这样的，对吗？
Clearly that's not the case.
人是有灵魂的。
A person has a soul.
人死，但是灵魂还在。
When a person dies, the soul is still there.
但是，那么人死之后，灵魂会去什么地方呢？
But then where does it go after?
圣经告诉我们
The Bible tells us
神为我们预备了天堂。
that God has already prepared heaven for us.
那是我们灵魂永恒的家。
Which is the eternal home for our souls.
在天堂，神要擦去我们一切的眼泪。
In heaven, God will wipe away all our tears.
不再有痛苦。
There will be no more pain.
不再有悲哀。
No more sorrow.
不再有死亡。
And no more death.
只有温暖的来自于上帝的爱。
Only God's warm love.
那谁的灵魂可以上到天堂呢？
Whose soul can go to heaven?
是每个人灵魂都自动可以上天堂吗？
Is it everyone's soul automatically?
不是的。
No, it's not.
只有信靠耶稣基督的人，他的灵魂才可以上天堂。
Only those who trust in Jesus Christ can have their souls go to heaven.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为是耶稣基督在十字架上面拆毁了那隔断的墙，使我们与上帝和好。
Because it is Jesus on the cross who has saved us.
我们在耶稣基督的根基上面被建造成为上帝的殿。
We are built on the foundation of Jesus.
成为上帝的居所。
To become God's dwelling place.
有上帝的同在。
With His presence.
将来我们在天上，上帝要与我们永远同在。
In the future, in heaven, God will be with us forever.
我们要永远住在上帝的殿中。
And we will live there, in God's temple forever.
所以那是我们天上的家。
That is our home in heaven.
那是我们每个人都渴望将来我们能够去的地方。
That is where we all aspire to go in the future.
我盼望着我们每一位弟兄姐妹都有这样的盼望，我们可以回到天家。
I think all our brothers and sisters have this aspiration to be able to go back home to heaven.
在圣经希伯来书有一段经文，我可以读给大家听一下。
I'm going to read from a book in the Bible, Hebrews.
这些人都是在希伯来书第十一章十三到十六节，这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的，却出远处望见，且欢喜迎接。又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。说这样话的人是表明自己要找一个家乡。他们若想念所离开的家乡，还可以有回去的机会。他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上的。所以神称为他们的神，并不以为耻，因为他给他们预备了一座城，就是我们天上的家乡。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 13 to 16. All these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance, admitting that they were foreigners and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had an opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one.Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He has prepared a city for them.
这段经文清楚地表明了基督徒都想念天上的家。
This passage clearly shows that Christians all long for our home in heaven.
那是比地上更美的家。
A home more beautiful than anything on earth.
现在我们在教会里面，我们可以稍略体会一下那个天上的家的那种感受。
Here on earth in the church, we can have, we can experience just a little bit of what it's like to be, in our heavenly home.
神为什么在地上设立教会?
Why did God establish the church on earth?
就是让我们在教会里面，我们也出尝将来在天上的那个永恒的家的那种滋味。
It's to prepare us for the heavenly home.
我相信将来在天上那个家是最完美的。是最和睦的，是充满所有的爱的一个家。
I trust that our heavenly home will be the most perfect home, the most loving home, and the most peaceful home.
神已经为我们预备了这个家。
He has already prepared this home for us.
在等着我们所有的人能够回家。
Waiting for us to all come home.
他要张开双臂来欢迎我们回家。
He will welcome us with open arms.
因为他是我们在天上的父神。
Because here is our Heavenly Father.
我们是他所爱的孩子。
And we are His beloved children.
感谢神，今天受洗的弟兄姐妹。
Thank God for the brothers and sisters getting baptized today.
只要你们坚守对耶稣基督的信心，
as long as you hold firmly to your faith in Jesus Christ,
将来必与我们一同回到天家。
You will one day return with us to our heavenly home.
还没有信主的朋友们，
For friends who have not yet believed,
如果你也盼望将来能回到那天上的家，
If you also hope to one day return to your home in heaven,
也鼓励你们与我们一起来信靠耶稣基督。
We encourage you to come trusting Jesus Christ's salvation.
回家是我们每个人内心的盼望。
Going home is something we all long for in our hearts.
我们离开家久了就想回家。
When we've been away from home for a long time, we want to go back.
我们也需要回家。
And we need to go back.
我们在外面漂泊流浪，身心疲惫。
When we're out wandering and drifting.
只有回到家才有安息。
Only returning home can bring us rest.
因为家里面是有爱，有温暖，有保护，有上帝的供应。
Because home has love, warmth, protection, and God's provision.
在神的家，神就是我们的父亲。
And in God's home, God is our Father.
他要把我们所心灵所需要的一切加给我们。
And He wants to give us all that our hearts need.
我们要回到上帝的家里面。
We must return to God's home.
今天七位弟兄姐妹要公开宣告，我们要回家了。
Today, the seven brothers and sisters publicly declare we have come home.
我们也盼望今天来到这里面的每一位朋友，有一天也能够说，我终于要回家了。
We also hope that every friend who come here today will one day be able to say, I have finally come home.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父上帝。
Dear Heavenly Father.
求你打开我们每个人的心。
I pray that you open all of our hearts.
让我们看到心灵的呼求。
And let us look at, yeah, okay, I don't know.
我们需要回家。
Okay, that we have to go home.
求你把我们带回到你的家里里面。
And I pray that you will bring us back to your home.
保得你的恩典和慈爱。
And expose us to your peace and love.
谢谢你听我们的祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督名求，阿门。好，我们一起来唱一首回应。